So, and then the question about the vocal range, like how do you know what's your best key? Well, you have to just trial and error a bit, but we're going to do some experimenting. First of all, we got Stand By Me. So it's when the night, that's a strong word, and calm, that's certainly strong. And the land is comes after the chord change, so leave that alone. And then here's dark. Mm-hmm. So if you basically, if you have a note right after the bar and a word right after the bar, then that's the strong syllable. So we got night, come, dark, moon, own, as in only, and see. And so let's get the key in the original key, and we'll determine whether this is too high or too low. Again, this is in G. So here's the notes. It's open, second string. So open second string, second string, yeah. And then third fret of the second string, yeah. And then open top string. Ooh, and the night, good, play that a couple times, just to get that in your ear. So I wrote out the tab at the top. I just drew six lines real quick, and I wrote a little reminder to yourself. Open second string, then so it'll be right. Da da da. Yep. And then that's your first three notes. When
the night. Oh, that's what you're doing. Okay, yeah. Okay.
You're giving yourself a vocal cue, because when you transpose, it's gonna be tough to hear the new key immediately. Yes. Okay. When the night. So let's try it in this key and see how it feels. So, like, I already know this is the same example as the other one. I'm going to be, when the night has come. I can kind of fake it, but I'm not in my real, and the land is done. It's okay. But yet, if I go down an octave, then I sound like, you know, maybe like a lounge singer or something. When the night has come. It could be cool, depending on what I'm looking for. But I like a middle of the road.
Okay.
So anyway, this isn't about me. It's about finding your key. So let's play. First of all, sing when, along with your playing it, just to hear it.
Yeah. When the night.
Yeah. When
the night. When that's up.
Yeah.
When the,
that's it's up. Too high, right?
That's up.
So immediately we when know we gotta take.
Night,
yes. Night. You're like me, it's too high. So let's go down. We can't go down from fret 0, but we can go down from fret 12. How far you want to go down?
Let's try 2.
All right, so he's at fret 9 now. So he took it down. If you're at fret 9, how many half steps, a half step is one fret, did you take it down?
1.
You went from 12 to 9.
Oh, all right. That was not my intention. That I meant to go just 2.
Okay, so... Now you're at fret 10. So right. You basically took the tune down a whole step. A whole step means 2 frets, and a half step means 1 fret. Like if you're singing with a piano player or something, this is another example. Say you know your key is down a whole step, but the piano player doesn't use a capo, right? He needs to know. So you just say, take it down a whole step.
And they would know what that is.
And they know what that means, yeah?
Okay. So this is...
Again, a half step is 1 fret, and you did 2 frets, so that's a whole step.
Oh, a whole step. Okay, yeah. So I took it down 1 step. Okay.
Yeah. And so now we're in, for those of you who know your music theory, we're in the key of F, but we still don't know if that's right. So play your first 3 notes. It's supposed to be open. It's supposed to be open second string. And then, just like it's written up here.
What is this?
That's the tablature for what I just wrote.
I mean, like, what string is
this? The top. That's the top string.
It's this, right?
Yeah, so first is second string.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So you'd be like, when the night has come. Sorry about that for a second. When the night has come. It's a little lower. Try it. And try playing along with. Yeah, try playing along with it. Like come in with a G and go, when the night has come. What's still too high?
It's high.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
So, my suggestion, since in the previous song was also in the key of G, and we ended up at fret 5, go all the way down there again. You're gonna find that you have your favorite keys. And by the way, some famous singers, many of them,
stay in their
They key. Have just a small handful of keys, and they know they sound great in those keys, and they never leave.
Fair enough.
You know, I used to listen to, I can't remember, I think Ella Fitzgerald or something. She's always in B-flat. Because she just sounds so good there. Why fix it if it ain't broke? And my key happens to be like E. I do a lot in E. And depending on the song. Which is good for guitar. It's a good guitar key. And E and A and stuff like that.
Okay.
Oh, good. So there you go. When the night. Good. So let's try that. One, two, three. When the night has come and the land is dark,
okay,
and the moon is the only light we see, much better.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Okay.
No, I won't be afraid. You may also feel that that's kind of too low for the song, you know.
Could be.
Because you were trying to go higher. I mean, sometimes it just doesn't have the energy when it's too low.
Right. It does sound very sad.
So you have
it's not really a sad song.
You have to find a happy medium. So maybe don't take my suggestion to go all the way down to 5. Maybe do you know, you said 9 was too high still, and 5 is starting to sound too low. Maybe 7. Just try it there and see.
So my previous technique of just singing louder might not actually be so, musically sound.
Well, once you're familiar with the song, you can. But in the beginning, just make sure you like it. So now we're in key of D. There you go, perfect. So when the night... All right, so 1, 2, 3.
When the night has come.